The Moral is written by Professor Jack Benega, director of the Bonner Center for Character Education at CSU Fresno. Our reader is Kay Cummings.
The headline in the June 2006 New York Times was unambiguous: breastfeed or else. Indeed, a 2009 publication by the World Health Organization touts breastfeeding as the ideal way of providing young infants with the nutrients they need for healthy growth and development, and breast milk as the perfect food for the newborn. The WHO is so adamant about this issue that it has released a model chapter on infant and young child feeding that it recommends as basic training for health professionals. Breastfeeding, according to the WHO, should be the biological norm. Most healthcare professionals seem to agree. The research seems clear. Breastfeeding was magic. Breastfed babies were less susceptible to acute infectious diseases, lower at risk for sudden infant death syndrome and other serious chronic diseases, and, if born prematurely, shown to have enhanced cognitive development when compared to other preemies. For breastfeeding mothers, some research concluded that extended breastfeeding reduced in mothers the risk of ovarian cancer and breast cancer and lowered the risk of adult onset or type 2 diabetes and perhaps even osteoporosis. As a result of these understandings, breastfeeding mothers felt justified and confident, and non-breastfeeding and working mothers were made to feel insecure and insufficient. Baby formula producers were defensive. But in April 2009, The Atlantic, a prestigious national monthly magazine, published a major article, The Case Against Breastfeeding. Written by journalist Hannah Rosen, the article reviews and summarizes the body of research on the topic. Rosen's conclusion: the medical literature looks nothing like the popular literature. Breastfeeding, she concludes, is probably, maybe, a little better. In humans, breast milk has been found not to contain the levels of antibodies contained in the breast milk of most other mammals. For us, such antibodies are absorbed from the placenta. Research has not found a causal link between nursing and children's lack of obesity, rates of diabetes and allergies, measures of mother-child bonding, or increased levels of children's intelligence. Indeed, research studies on the effects of breastfeeding are not and cannot be tightly controlled. Who would deny mothers the right to breastfeed in such rigidly performed experimental studies? And therefore, their conclusions must be less than certain. So, what we know about breastfeeding, concludes Rosen, does not demonstrate a universal phenomenon in which one method of infant feeding is superior to another in all instances, and that research does not support making a mother feel that she is doing psychological harm to her child if she is unable or unwilling to breastfeed. The moral of this story comes from another scientist. The late Carl Sagan once wrote, "Humans may crave absolute certainty. They may aspire to it. They may pretend to have attained it. But the history of science teaches that the most we can hope for is successive improvement in our understanding, with the proviso that absolute certainty will always elude us." The Moral is brought to you by the Bonner Center for Character Education at CSU Fresno.